Good evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with your girl Tiffany Nicole and my co-host King Chuck is definitely in the building.
Chip. What up though?
What's good, King Chuck?
I'm worldwide, baby. All over the globe.
Man, I'm feeling happy. I'm feeling good. Even though it's a Sunday and we got to go back to work tomorrow, I'm feeling fucking good tonight.
I don't know.
No?
Not me. Not so much, but it's all right.
You feeling blah?
No, it's just, you know, my Knicks, you know, they battling right now. But, you know, so it's like, it's making me nervous. I'm a little on edge. But other than that, I guess I'm all right.
Okay, I thought it was that time of the month or something. All right.
No. Oh, ha-ha!
You good, though, man?
Yeah, I'm good, goddammit.
All right, this is convo number 21, convo number 21. So if you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you go to SoundCloud. Make sure you go to iTunes. And while you're on iTunes, make sure you leave us a review. Five stars is always a good thing. It's a lot of shit I want to talk about. But before we get into our convo, I want to, like, reiterate some of the numbers. We talked about a lot of things on a previous podcast. We talked about breastfeeding in public. And we talked about, is it wrong to fantasize, you know, about an athlete, about a celebrity, while you're sexing your mate. So I just wanted to give out those, the poll numbers.
All right.
All right. So, four, is it wrong to fantasize about someone else, a celebrity, an athlete, while you're sexing your mate? We got 73% other people said that it was wrong. And 27% of the people said, no, it wasn't wrong. So, majority of the people feel that it's wrong. What's your thoughts on that? Did you think it was going to be?
I thought it was going to be, yeah, like 60-40. But I'm, you know, I'm just happy that I was wrong.
Okay. All right. And for the question, the other poll that I put up on whether or not it was okay for a woman to breastfeed in public tonight, 96% of the people stated that it was okay for a woman to breastfeed in public.
And okay. All right. You see? We're not all assholes. All right.
On certain issues, we're not assholes.
Right.
I still think you need to cover that titty, but, you know, it's all good.
All right.
But listen, King Chuck, and make sure you reach out and connect with us on our social media. You could connect with me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. You can connect with me on Facebook. Tiffany Nicole, and make sure you follow my boy King Chuck at The Real King Chuck. No C in that Chuck. I want to talk about the Biden family. Did you hear about the shit with the Biden family?
I heard something about, I remember somebody had passed away last year. I think it was his son.
Yes. So, yeah. Let me give you the breakdown of what happened with the Biden family. So, our former vice president, he lost his son 2 years ago. His name was Beau Biden, and he was the former attorney general in Delaware. Right, so he died in 2015 of brain cancer. Unfortunate, very sad. I think he was like 44, 45. His brother, his older brother, Hunter Biden, who recently separated from his wife, I think about 5 months ago, he's now messing with his wife, his brother, his deceased brother's wife.
Wow. Keep it in the family.
Definitely. So, I read that as I saw the article, my face dropped. Like, certain things are like off limits. And obviously, in the Biden family, it's not. And the funny thing about this, they asked Joe Biden what's his opinion of the relationship. He said he's happy that Haley, which is the wife, and his son Hunter, that they found a bond, a loving relationship during their time of need. So, what's your thoughts on that shit?
First of all, they both hoes.
Who's a hoe? Just a hoe.
Who's a hoe?
I said that you's a hoe. Oh. You's a hoe.
Let's clear that up. You ain't finna tell me that, you know, no, it's great that they found each other in their time of bereavement. Get the fuck out. She a hoe. Hey, the fuck? Am I my brother's keeper? Sometimes. What the fuck? Yo, she fucked the whole family. She fucked the whole empire. What, you trying to be Cookie? What the fuck? And Hunter, yo, that's your little brother's wife. Like, oh, and he died and you... Yeah, he probably digging her back out.
What? You know it.
Yo, look, motherfuckers is crazy. But you ain't finna sit up here and tell me like, oh yeah, I'm happy for. Like, no, that's wrong. Get the fuck out of here. So I ain't off none of that. You know, they can say whatever fuck they want. You know, but I ain't off that.
Now my question is this. Now, I don't know. You know, because they're public figures and you know everything is on Front Street and everything's on blast and. Behind the scenes, is Joe and Jill, are they really for it? Are they for the relationship? Because think about it. If Haley and Hunter were to have babies, you know, what are they like? Daddy and uncle? Like, it's
at the same time.
Crazy shit. So,
hey, don't they have kids already?
Yes, yeah, so the kids would be siblings, cousins. That shit is nuts.
See? You know? Kissing cousins. Wait, it's another one. I can't even think right. I'm fucked up right now.
That shit crazy. But the shit is... What's getting even crazier is the fact that Hunter's wife, who he's not divorced from, but he's separated, legally separated from, she has, like, this... anger towards him, and not that he left her for, you know, her ex-sister-in-law, but the fact that she said that he was spending their money on strippers, he was making it rain in the club, you know, he has a drug addiction, he's an alcoholic. She was going in on him. So there's like layers and layers to this shit.
Wow. So, but why is she mad? She's not mad because he left her or because he fucking the sister-in-law. She's mad because he's an alcoholic and has a gambling problem and likes strippers. And well, that's something that he's been doing. They've been doing that. She accepted that at one point. So she up to no good. Either that or she bitter. I don't know.
Or a little bit of both.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some stuff going on in that household, boy.
Like, wow. You know, Bo is fucking turning in his grave like, nigga, I ain't been in the dirt that long and you fucking my wife.
I wonder if they was doing that before he died.
Now, you know they say white people do that shit. They be just fucking each other and passing each other along like that. And the siblings.
So, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't, you know, this is what I heard allegedly.
Why would they even ask Joe Biden what's his opinion? Like, what the fuck can he say? What can he do? These are grown-ass people. Like, you know, their kids is big. You know, they ain't even kids no more. You know, what the fuck he gonna say?
You know,
don't they I forbid you. Come on. They fucking in this tool shed right now.
Getting it in.
What?
Damn.
Yo, it's nasty, boy.
It's a crazy situation, unfortunately, but this is the reality, and I don't know how it's gonna play out, but... When you look at things and put things in perspective and think your shit is messed up, your family is crazy, you can look at the Bidens and say, they fucked up too.
Or you know what? My family ain't even fucked up, you know, if I compare them to that.
In comparison, you know what I'm saying? We all right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
We all right. So,
wow.
I just wanted to find out your thoughts. So, I want to pose this to the people. Is it okay to have relationships, marry, fuck, whatever you want to call it, your sibling's ex? I'm not even going to make it that drastic. If they die, can you jump on it? I'm just saying, if the relationship is over, is it okay for you to start a relationship with your sibling's ex?
Yeah, man. Well, you know what? Fuck it. We gotta ask. But that shit sound crazy. That's a crazy ass question, yo.
But in today's times, it's a question that is legit, right? It's a question that's fucking legit. So let us know. Comments on SoundCloud. Hit us up. Let us know. I don't know. What you say last week? Up is down, right is wrong. I don't know.
Up is down and silent is sound.
You don't know. What's going on?
It's all over now. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
It's a fucking joke. The justice system, politics, everything's a fucking joke. So it's over, man.
I agree. And just to fall in line and just kind of stay on task with politics, politicians. What's going on with fucking Trump? Did you hear the crazy shit that he said yesterday?
About Obama wiretapping his phone? Hey, yo. Excuse me. Wait. So let me get this straight. Right? Okay. Ex-president, former president Barack Obama wiretapped Trump's phone. Didn't say anything about it. You know, let Trump win. Didn't say anything about it again. Didn't complain. And now it's leaking out that he wiretapped. For what? For what purpose does it serve? Why would he do that? Even if he could do such a thing, why? What the fuck is wrong with Trump, man? He wiretapped my phone. Don't got no proof. No, and he just woke up and just started tweeting that shit. Barack Obama wiretapped my phone. Like, we don't... He says shit as if we don't know the fucking law. Now, we know that intelligence agencies, they listen in on phone conversations from foreigners. Okay? But anytime there's an American on that phone line, they gotta drop that shit. Cause now it's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Alright? But they can actually get a warrant to listen in on that. If they have some proof or evidence that, you know, the American and these foreign people are talking and conspiring to do whatever against the government. They can actually, but it has to go through a whole bunch of legal shit. You understand what I'm saying? So it can be done. But what Trump is saying is impossible. It's impossible. He says shit like we don't fucking know the law. I don't get it.
And the funny thing about this shit is like, can you just picture this shit? Because, you know, Barack and Michelle, I look at them as Bonnie and Clyde, right? So it's like Obama, Barack is doing his thing, putting these fucking phone taps in. Michelle is the lookout person, you know? Like, hurry up! Hurry up, Barack! Hurry up, Barack! Let's get the fuck out this Trump! Let's go! Like, the shit doesn't make sense.
None.
At all. And my thing is, instead of him worrying about Barack, and Barack, shout outs to Barack and Michelle, they just signed a book deal and it was worth $60 million. So they good. They getting that money right now. So shout outs to them. So you're talking about people that aren't even focusing on you. You're talking about shit with no concrete evidence whatsoever.
None.
It's like, nigga, you just wake up in the morning, start texting bullshit on Twitter, and it's supposed to be reality. But the funny thing about this is now the White House has pressed for there to be some internal investigation on whether these claims that he made up out of his ass are actually true. So we're wasting taxpaying dollars to do a investigation over shit that we know is not accurate?
Mind you, again, Barack Obama can't do that. He can't do that. That's the bottom fucking line. So I don't even know why. Well, I do know why the White House, because it's Trump's people. So, you know, they're going to investigate whether or not this is fucking true. Give me a fucking break.
But this is the bullshit that I don't understand. We want to spend money to investigate a false allegation that he just made up, but you don't want to investigate Sessions, your attorney general, that had all this communication with Russia. You know, you just believe this motherfucker because he said he misspoke. You know, people were coming for his head that he should resign from his position, but you believe him.
Wholeheartedly. Mind you, this motherfucker, he said, what'd he say? Oh, I don't remember speaking with the Russian ambassador. First of all, they have him, right? It's been documented that he had over 25 meetings. So how the fuck do you forget talking to somebody for 25 times? Who are you talking? Oh, my God. Mind you, he's in a position to where, as though, he investigates the people that lies under oath.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's his job. And that's what he's doing now.
Crazy.
You see what I'm saying?
Up is down. Silent is sound.
What the fuck, yo?
What is going on?
It's okay
on?
To fuck my brother's girlfriend. What the fuck going on?
No, not fuck my brother's girlfriend. His wife, son. His wife, son. It's crazy. Bro,
I just
want to
know why. Why would Barack Obama wiretap Trump's phone? Who the fuck does he think he is to as though the president has to wiretap his cell phone? Like, come the fuck on.
It doesn't make sense.
Mind you, he tweeting all the time, so how the fuck can anybody put any type of bug on it? Like, what? Who are you talking to? Oh, my God. I just want to choke him. But at the same time, it's getting to the point, it's entertaining.
Very.
I'm just waiting to see the fuck is going to come out of his mouth next. Now, just get the man 72 hours. You don't even have to wait a month. Just give him 72 hours. Something. It's going to be something else.
Oh, I agree. He better worry about whether or not he gonna get his fucking top senior advisor pregnant. Cause I don't care what nobody say. He's fucking Kelly Conway. They getting it in. Raw dog. You saw how she was on the couch?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a comfortable woman in another man's office. Nigga. You know. Come on now. She giving him that alternative ass. The fuck? Oh, man. You find a better thing I asked down there to, because I ain't seen her since. You know, she up in New York City trying to advertise the jewelry line or some shit. I don't know where she at, but she need to bring her ass back down to that White House.
Quickly.
What? They probably going at it right now. Unbelievable.
He getting that alternative ass. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Well, yeah, I don't even know. I'm speechless when it comes to the president. It's like, how many times can you say something stupid?
Every time. Yo, he broke the world record every time.
Stupidity, man. Stupidity at its finest.
I'm going to build a wall. No, listen. I'm going to build a wall. Mind you, he says, look, we're going to stop illegal immigration. But how are you going to do that, Mr. Trump? We're going to build a wall. Wait, don't they dig tunnels? Like, what the fuck? You're not going to stop illegal immigration by building a wall? Wait a minute. 40% of the people illegally in this country come here by plane. What the fuck is a wall going to... I don't know. Well, who's paying for the wall? Oh, we're going to get Mexico to do it. They're going to pay for it. You know, we're stopping them from coming in. We're going to get them to do it. And they said, oh, wait, we ain't paying for that shit. So now what's next? Oh, you know what? The people. It's us. We paying for that. We paying for these bullshit investigations. We paying for the information to come out that we already know as far as all of his people in place are in cahoots with Russia. You know, they're sleeping with the enemy. You know, they selling secrets. They rigging the election, and we're paying for it, all of us. They're taking away Obamacare. They're not putting nothing in place. I don't know what to do no more. I want to go to one of those town hall meetings and just start yelling. That's what I want to do. Raise hell.
You should do that. The next one, they had one in Branchburg, which is like, I would say maybe 20 minutes from my house, and I didn't even know. And that's, they went ballistic there. They was like, motherfucking this. They was coming for the guy's head. And he just a little old Republican. You know, and not all Republicans are in cahoots with Trump. Some of them, they know that the motherfucker ain't right. but they gotta support their party regardless. You know, unfortunately, it is what it is, but they came for his head, like beheaded his ass.
I'm sorry I missed that one, but that's what I want to do.
You gotta make it happen. Let's make that happen. Listen, this is convo number 21. Convo number 21. If you missed any of our previous convos, make sure you check them out on SoundCloud and on iTunes. Leave us a review. Make sure you share, like, repost. Man, I wanted to get into something that I read this morning, and I was just like, we got some dumb people, and people will do anything for a couple of dollars. So I would show the video or play the audio, but you wouldn't really get to understand what's going on. You know, you will have to see with your own eyes to know what's going on. But I'm gonna just give you some background information, and just think about Chuck in his younger years. Just tell me if it's something you would have done if you could have changed the outcome.
Okay.
So it was a 23-year-old man in Brazil, right? He was out in the club, chilling. It's a Friday night, doing his thing in a club with his boys. And at one of the tables, they were doing a little friendly wager. And they offered anybody, I think, around $650 if they can chug down tequila. So he hears about the friendly wager. He takes it. He's like, man, I could do this. This is easy. Also, mio, mio, and mamasi, mamino. Speaking in Spanish. It's my fake Spanish.
Hold on. How big was the bottle?
It was a Patron, you know?
Oh, okay. All right.
So he goes on stage. They announce this. Okay, they got like three people on stage. And they show him taking his tequila and chugging it down. And he takes the whole fucking bottle to his head. Mm-hmm. So once he's done it, they're like, oh, everybody is clapping, roaring, going crazy that he was able to do this. 23 years old. Just had a child. You know, just sidebar. And this man is like stumbling. So they're giving him his cash. He won $650 because he was able to chug down this tequila bottle. And as they start putting the money in his hand, he starts shaking and shit. Shaking and wobbling, his knees getting all weak and shit. And he passes out. They was able to get him back. But then he passes out again, goes unconscious, and he never regains consciousness. He died.
Wow.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this? What type of games are we playing in 2017? $650 is enough to lose your life?
Absolutely not. But the question was, am I, would I have done something like that? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Ain't that some shit? I would have did it. I would have did it. I wouldn't have died, though.
What makes your ass different from this motherfucker?
Because his liver don't work. I've been lost. Mine, shit. That's it.
You dumb.
And I'd have gave half of that to my wife. Listen, he... Damn, yo.
He lost
so, wait,
life.
What was the reports? What is
alcohol
it?
Intoxication. What?
Damn, because you can get a brain aneurysm from that shit, too.
Nah, he died from alcohol intoxication. So, he OD'd on it. Tequila, the straight to the
just
head.
Just one bottle. You know what? So, that's like a $60 bottle.
So, $60 bottle of tequila took his life. And he has a baby, a newborn baby. And I'm like, God damn. First of all, as the family, I'm suing the fuck out of that club. It's going down. You're going to have all types of lawsuits on your ass. But I just think about, like, a young person, we are impressionable. We do dumb shit. But it's just like, if you could look back and say, like, it's not worth it. Like, that shit is dumb.
Right. In Brazil, too?
In Brazil. Like, now...
They took his organs?
Yo, son. Now a mother has to bury her son. A father has to bury his son, a child that's not even, hasn't been on this earth that long, will never get a chance to know
their father, right?
Crazy. But the reality is, a young Chuck and I know probably a young Ray, y'all would have done the same bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
The same bullshit.
But see, I'm just saying, I'd have made it though. I don't know what the fuck. I was that alcoholic. I'm still one, but yeah, I'd have made it. I'm sorry. I don't know. So wait, who got the money? Hey, they gonna need that in this time of bereavement.
You ain't ever lie, right? They gonna put it in an envelope, you know, send it to the baby mama.
Damn, she a baby mama now. Ain't that
crazy, son?
I don't know what to say, yo. My heart goes out to the family. But other than that, man,
It's crazy.
What's the homies with him? They probably was cheering him on.
Yeah, they were. It was a couple of dudes on stage. I don't know if it was his boy that was holding him up, but it was a couple of dudes on stage, you know, holding him up and trying to, you know, deal with him.
Here's the thing. Was he hadn't been drinking or something before that. Because I didn't know that shit happens that fast. You know?
I'm going to send you the video. And it happened, like, immediately. We don't see the beginning of the video. We just see him, you know, chugging it down. I don't know how far along he was with drinking alcohol. But you see him, once that he finishes, he's, like, wobbly. He puts his hand out to take the money, and then he's just, shit. He's going down. Like Mike Tyson in the early days. Boop! Knocked his ass out.
Oh. I don't know, man. I don't know what to say. That's one hell of an image to have before you die, you know, them putting the money in your hands. I guess, I don't know. That's some fucked up shit, man.
Absolutely.
That's some fucked up shit. So, dumbass.
In the words of my boy, DJ Khaled.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
All right. I want to talk about something kind of fun. I was listening to another podcast, my boy Jamie, Arosh Chicken, and he was talking about icons and legends, and he was just going over, you know, who's an icon, who's a legend, and they were talking about Christina Aguilera and whether or not she's a legend and whether or not Ciara was a legend. And for me personally, you can't put Ciara and legend in the same category. Like, she's not a legend in any stretch of the imagination, in my opinion. She hasn't done enough. Christina Aguilera, to me, is not a legend, because I don't think she has done enough. To me, to be called a legend, you have to have a long-standing career. Like, the legends I think about are like Patti LaBelle, Aretha Franklin. They've been doing this for so long, and they're still doing it. With performing, the voice is still on par. He was doing like a point system. Like, if you have this, you get 3 points. You have this. So it's a point system. And basically, he gave Christina Aguilera about 2 points for having 5 Grammys. And basically, he said, everybody and their mama got a Grammy. So having a Grammy means nothing. And I was like, hold on a minute. She got 5 Grammys, right? There's a lot of people that don't have Grammys. And I had to do some research, because he asked the question to me. He posed it back to me. Name an icon that doesn't have a Grammy. Any real icon has a Grammy. So when you say that, I'm going to prove you wrong. So I'm just going to name a few. Just a few. Because when I researched it, it was a lot of people that don't have Grammys. And one person on the list you're very fond of. A couple of them, but this one, we talked about them last week, so I know how you feel about them. All right, so a few names. Bob Marley doesn't have a Grammy.
Wow.
Tupac, no Grammy.
Wow.
Biggie, the greatest rapper ever, no Grammy. Katy Perry, no Grammy. Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Nicki Minaj, Nasir Jones.
Wow.
Kid Rock, Snoop Dogg, Brian McKnight.
Wow, Brian McKnight? Whoa.
Yeah, when he was doing that anytime, do I have a... Nope, that shit ain't win nothing. Back at one and all that, nothing. Now, this surprised me the most. This woman has sold 100 million records worldwide, and she does not have a Grammy. The Grammy recently inducted her in the Hall of Fame of Music, some shit like that. But none of her albums has officially won a Grammy. And that's no other than the Supreme, Diana Ross.
Diana Ross ain't got no Grammys? Get the fuck out of here. Who's judging?
No Grammy. So, my question to you and to the people I want to ask, does a Grammy dictate how nice you are? Does a Grammy solidify your statue and your status in the world of music, being an artist? Because you know that's the official, the top, the peak of
the Shangri-La, yeah.
What do you feel about these icons not having a Grammy? And does it matter to not have a Grammy?
Well, a lot of them, you can't give it to them now because they dead. Hendrix, Marley, Big, Pac. But I'm shocked that, especially Marley. Now, you want to talk about, that's an icon. You know, fuck a Big, no disrespect. But Bob Marley, get the fuck out. Yo, Brian McKnight been singing for 30 years. He ain't got a Grammy?
Not come once.
On. At one point, it was him and Babyface. He ain't got no Grammy? Wow. I'm shocked, yo. Nas ain't got no fucking Grammy.
No. And I think he was nominated like 11 times. And hold on, I forgot to add. He's not the biggest artist, but I'm surprised because he makes great, great songs. It's Busta Rhymes. He's been nominated many times, but hasn't won one. And Busta, at one point in time, he had a reign where he had nothing but hits, big songs. So, he has never won a Grammy. Snoop has never won a Grammy.
I'm shocked at Snoop as well. Snoop sold more than all the rappers up there. But him and Busta. Wow. You know what? The system is rigged. Marley should have had at least 10. Okay? Fucking Snoop should have had at least 5. You know? Who's judging? How you get nominated and lose? Who did they lose to? Kid Rock? That's my nigga. How he ain't got no Grammys? I'm shocked, yo. You know what? I guess it don't mean a damn thing. Cause I just found out that what's her name did get a Grammy. Chrisette Michelle?
Mm-hmm. For what?
That's what I wanna know. For what? Is they just giving this shit away now? What the fuck? I don't know, man.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't understand. See, I think the judges who judges, it doesn't make sense. I think the people are kind of out of touch with reality, the culture. To not have Bob Marley and to ever win a Grammy is ludicrous. But the crazy part about it, I would think like a Biggie, a Bob Marley, a Pac would have won one because usually they'll give you one in your honor. You know, even after death, they'll give you
right,
one.
Right, right.
Just because, you know. No.
Wow. I'm shocked, yo. I'm shocked. See, I don't know, man. It's like, I guess they got their favorites or something.
Yeah. And it's crazy to me because I was thinking about Katy Perry. Now, I fucks with Katy Perry. I like her music. I think she makes really good songs. She sells buku records. Every mm-hmm. time she comes out, she got monster jams. She does the concerts, the big stadium tours. Every single time she comes out. And she has not won a Grammy?
Yeah, I'm shocked at that one. Yo, Fireworks ain't getting no Grammy?
Nothing. That summertime. That was my shit. She ain't win no damn Grammy for that.
I am shocked, yo.
Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style ain't win a fucking Grammy.
One of the greatest albums ever, yo. I cannot believe this shit.
Crazy. Diana Ross, 100 million albums sold. All the bitches after her wanted to be like her. MJ, Michael Jackson wanted to be Diana Ross, and she ain't win no Grammy.
She been singing since the 60s, son. That's a long time.
Very long time. So that's why, you know, when it comes to the Grammys, even the Oscars, I know that's movies, I don't pay attention to that because... So in the words of my boy, Five Dog... But let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more. You just can't let the statue tell you how nice you are. You just have to understand that your art is your art and you are nice, because they giving corny motherfuckers Grammys.
What's the name? Remy Ma was nominated. All the Way Up was nominated for a Grammy.
Correct. They didn't win though.
Right. For best rap song, but it lost to Drake's Hotline Bling.
Yeah.
He's not rapping.
And I think that's the funny thing about that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he didn't want to accept that because he didn't feel that it should have been in that category. He's like, I'm not even rapping it on that song. So how the hell I'm going to get best rap song when I'm singing? So even he knows that shit is crazy.
Right. Yeah, they got their favorites. That's all I can say about that. Or maybe Trump doing the voting. Who the fuck knows, man? What the fuck?
Yeah. It's
I'm still shocked. How the fuck Bob Marley ain't getting no grit? Come on.
He gonna wait in vain for his shit.
We wouldn't know America, period. The Caribbeans. Well, nobody, they wouldn't even know what to call it if it wasn't for Bob Marley. He brought that sound here. They didn't have no sound. That's why, you know, you gotta be careful. See, we quickly throw the terms around, oh, the greatest of all time, or a legend, or icon. That's what a legend does. That's when you become iconic. Not just when you change a culture, start a movement. You become bigger than what you are. You are music. Bob Marley is something that's their sound. That's him right there. He started that. Him and the Wailers. Come on, man. He should have got way more than the Grammy or whatever. He should have got them all. The Grammy, the Tony, all of that.
He was
Golden Globes. Fuck, yo. I am shocked. That's crazy.
Yeah, so I just wanted to shout out a roast chicken for making me think about that, because you know, I don't, in today's time when they're just not really respecting the art and just giving anybody, and I don't even know if it's popularity, because and this shit is crazy. Just think about it. In the last 5 years, outside of Nicki Minaj, who has been a hotter female MC?
Nobody. Remy was locked up. Little Kim be trying.
She's done.
Okay. And I like Rod Digger, but long, it's underground. Lady Luck underground.
They're not relevant.
We ain't got nobody.
So you're telling me out of the last 5 years, when clearly it's only really been Nicki Minaj running the rap game as far as a female is concerned, and she hasn't won best female rap album or best something, you know, in regards to her music, best rap female? That shit don't make sense. Who else was she in competition with?
Right. Who was she up against?
Who the fuck took it home? Some white rapper or some shit? I don't know. Did fucking Iggy win it? I don't know.
Miley Cyrus.
Yo.
Who the fuck is judging? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, yo. I get it. How could she not win Best Female Rapper for the last 5 years? We ain't had nobody but her.
There's Miss no one.
Big one, you know. What the fuck?
Yeah. There's not one other female rapper that I can even mention in the last 5 years that has had any marginal success. Not one.
Not one.
So how come she hasn't taken it? She sold millions of records. She's done the Billboard and all that shit. So
she's done pop music. I don't get it.
Me neither. I just don't understand that. So I'm scratching my head about these Grammys. So when they put something on there that Christina Aguilera only has 5 Grammys, shit, only? What the fuck y'all talking about, only?
Shit, who was that? I remember, because a couple times Beyonce had like got 4 in one setting. You know, I've seen it happen. Artists, you know, they get 3, 4, 5 on the night. You know, they clean up. But I don't, you know, five is a lot. I'm like, shit, you crazy as hell. Especially when motherfuckers ain't got it.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn. Like, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Let me ask you this. Switch it corner just a little bit. First of all, I just want to plug us once again. Make sure you listen to us on SoundCloud or iTunes. This is Convo number 21. Check me out and follow me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. And hit me up on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, and follow my brother, my co-host, at The Real King Chuck. No C in that Chuck. Did you see the movie Fences?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Nah.
Not yet. Nah.
Nah. Okay. So I'm not going to really tell you the movie, but for the sake of this conversation, I got to kind of say something about the movie.
Go for it. You won't spoil it for me. Go for it.
Okay. So, if you watch the movie, Denzel's character, he comes into the house while his wife is cooking, cleaning, or whatever, doing whatever she's doing. And he tells her some news that, you know, if I heard this shit, I'm out the door. So he tells her, you know, I'm having a baby.
Whoa.
I'm having a baby. He tells his fucking wife he's having a baby. What? So anyway, the woman has the baby, but she ends up dying during childbirth. So he brings this baby home, this newborn baby home, and he's basically has a baby in hand, and he's like to his wife, you know, I'm gonna need help, helping raising my baby. And the wife was gangster. I was like, hell yeah, what she did initially. But so she was like, what the fuck are you telling me for? You know, you better figure that out. I didn't make that baby. And right. That's to be my initial feelings. Right. But she ends up
fucking babies.
Exactly. But she ends up raising a baby as her own because the baby lost her mother during childbirth. And my question to you is, because we spoke about a couple of things which makes us scratch our head, and like you said, up is down and silence is sound. Shit just doesn't add up. And there's a situation right now similar to the movie that's regarding Reggie Bush, the former football player. I say former because he's flopping from team to team. He ain't really getting no action. Mm-hmm. He had a baby outside of his marriage. He paid or tried to pay the jump off $3 million to abort the baby. She did not want to abort the baby. She ends up having the baby. And now the wife knows. So now you're bringing this baby into our marriage. We're married and you have this baby on the side. So my question to you, I'm going to start with you and then I'm going to pose it to the people. Is that something that can be forgiven? Like, can you bring a baby to your marriage and that's something forgiven? And it can be on both sides. It can be the man having a baby outside of the marriage and the wife getting pregnant because she was dipping off on you. Like, is that something that's acceptable? Like, that can be forgiven?
No. Cheating is one thing, yo. You know, getting a little taste. That's one thing, but you know, you bringing life into this here. Come on, how are we gonna get past this? Hell no, that shit ain't acceptable. And I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. It's a lot of women that put up with that, and big up to them, shout out to them, my hats go off to them. I couldn't do it. Hell no. Let me and my wife split up, and you know, I don't give a fuck if it was for 2 days, and then we get back together. Oh well. By the way, I'm pregnant, and it ain't mine. Oh, nigga. Fuck around and catch a charge. I am going to catch a charge. You know what? I'm not going to be able to take that lightly. Ain't no fucking way hell. And then she going to come to me like, yo, you got to help me raise it. Oh, shit. Man, I'm shaking my knees right now thinking about that shit. I'm about to go in there and choke my wife. Nah, I'm not going to stop. Because she ain't even do nothing. Oh.
So that's something in your book can't be accepted.
Hell no.
Won't be forgiven.
Nah. You know, we adults. You know, things happen. You get a little itch. You're going to step outside the lines, whatever the case may be. All right, you know, it's not approved, it's not condoned, but it does happen. And you, in some cases, you can get past that. You can move on. I slipped. I fucked up. You know, but you having babies and shit outside the marriage? Nah, you don't respect this. You don't respect us. Nah, I can't get with that. I'm sorry.
Yo, I agree 150%. In the movie, when he brought that baby into that household and she was gangster, I was like, hell fucking yeah. How you gonna bring the side bitch's baby to my house?
Right.
And then expect me to raise the baby.
That nigga got some balls on him, boy.
Lots of balls. Don't that chick got a next of kin? How you gonna bring... First of all, there's no way. See, and this is the thing that I don't understand. If you're gonna step out of your relationship, and as you said, things happen for whatever reason. If you're gonna step out of your relationship, your marriage, at least have the common decency to strap up. Strap up. You can't be fucking them side bitches raw. Like, who does that? So you step out outside of your marriage, then you fuck the side bitch raw, and now she has a baby. That's too many steps. You done passed go too many times without, right, you know, stopping right at that red light. Nah, those things are I can't forget that.
You ain't even get to the part where you bring the baby into this household, you know, and we're married. What the fuck? You
never. Know? And adding another layer on it, what if your wife doesn't have children? What if you and your wife don't have children? And now you made a baby outside of the relationship. What?
She would be devastated, to say the least. To say the least. Come on, that would crush her soul. Her very being. We might not never see her smile ever again after that. Like, come on, man. There's no.
There's no way in hell.
There's no getting past that one.
Yeah, There's no. So, needless to say, Reggie Bush's wife is sticking with her husband. And if I'm not mistaken, someone said that she posted pictures of the baby. And I'm like, son, where they do that at? Where they do that? And my question is this. Now, is it different if you have money? You know, if let's just say you're worth $100 million. Let's just throw an even number out. You're worth $100 million. All the bullshit. I know you put up with a lot more bullshit because you have a certain lifestyle that some people don't want to give up. I get that. But because this motherfucker got all this amount of money, is that something you want to forgive? Is that something you gonna give this motherfucker a pass?
Well, it sounds like that's what they're going through. And it sounds like, you know, if that's the case, you know, it made things a little easier. Just a little bit. Because I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have did that shit if it was me. You know, just some average motherfucker, 9-to-5 working motherfucker. Ain't no way in hell. But the question I want to know is, when he had this baby, it was while he was married to whoever he's married to?
Yeah. Or just before? No. He was definitely married. That's why he tried to pay her $3 million so she could keep it on a low, not blow him up, tell the wife and all that.
Yeah.
She like, fuck that $3 million. Because in the long run, you're going to get more than $3 million. You know, you got a nigga that's worth $80, $100 million. You're going to get that money, that child support. You're going to have everything taken care of. So I guess she bet on the house. You know, I'm going to get more money in the long run. Fuck your $3 million. And maybe she really wanted a baby. But my thing is, now, someone tells you they don't want this child. You know the situation that they're married. They give you $3 million to abort it. Would they be in a wrong to not play a role in that child's life when they're telling you they don't want the child?
They're telling you, not only are they telling you, they're giving you money to you know, dismiss that whole situation right there. So, what more telltale signs do you need? I mean, don't be that stubborn and hard-headed. You know, you need to take heed of that. But I guess because he got that money, she's seeing the big picture, you know. I don't know. I'm not even sure exactly what she thinks she's going to get. I don't.
Well, think about it. If you have a baby with a celebrity, right? And especially it's so scandalous as it is, it's a married man, you know? So it's not just a celebrity you're having a baby. You're married, you're now having a baby with a married celebrity. So now she could get money, she could get a book deal, she could be on the news, do different interviews, money, 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 money. So I don't know. Is she putting the child first or is she putting the dollar sign?
No, the dollar sign. The dollar. It ain't even about the child anymore. She using that as bait. And that's the problem. You know? It ain't who she wanted to lay with. It ain't him stepping outside his marriage. The problem is what the mother's doing to the child. She ain't putting the child first. That's sad. I'm glad. I'm thankful I don't got them problems. Cause I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to do. And how I'm gonna tell my wife, look, I tried to take care of it. I fucked up, first of all. I'm sorry. But this bitch talking about something, she gonna keep the baby. I tried to give $3 million. She won't accept that. You know, I put everything in your name in the account. I don't know what, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know what the fuck to do, y'all.
Crazy situation.
So you know what I do? I just stay in the house. I put up with her bullshit. That's it. You know, I'll get past it. I'll get over it. I'll smile again because I don't want to be dealing with no shit like that. And that's what happens.
And kind of just pivoting to a similar situation, which is completely wrong, but this is kind of the mind frame that Reggie Bush could have taken. Back in the day, there was a football player named Ray Carruth. He played for the Carolina Panthers. He was in a situation also. He was dating a girl. I think she was a cheerleader. I'm not sure. I can't remember. This was long ago. I think I was in high school or maybe middle school when this occurred. But he had her killed because he didn't want to have the child. And he told her that. And he wanted her to have an abortion. And she wouldn't do it. So he paid people to take care of her. And basically he shot. No, he didn't. He paid someone to shoot up her car. And basically she died. She lost her life. But what he didn't do, he didn't kill the baby. The baby survived. Now the baby is.
Ain't that some shit?
I think the boy, and he's Ray Carruth Jr., I think, or something to that effect, looks just like his daddy. Like, his daddy couldn't deny that that's him, and he's all messed up. He could barely walk, talk, you know, he's maybe 17 years old now, and, you know, Ray Carruth is up for parole, I think, this year, and he's supposed to be getting out real soon, and they did a special on HBO in regards to this situation, and the mother, Ray Carruth's child's mother, baby mother's mother, she's basically raising the young boy now, and she forgave him, you know. But this could have been Reggie Bush's situation. Could have been this, because that's basically what it was.
That's exactly what it was. He just didn't pay nobody to have a dad. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But the child could barely function. Like, they have, like, Harold's palsy or something. Like, you know, they fucked up.
Yes, he has cerebral palsy.
I done gave him, like, 8 different diseases or some shit. I don't know. But,
he barely could walk. He walks now on his own, but for a long time, he couldn't walk on his own. His speech was really slurred. Now, you know, he's better because he constantly has to go to rehab, and I believe he's still doing it now, even at 17 years old, you know, to keep him functioning. But he's limited because he lost so much oxygen, you know?
Right. It's all that stuff you get from the placenta from the mother. Yeah. Is family helping out with the Ray Carruth Jr. or anything like that? Ray Carruth's family.
Not that I know of. I believe they have no contact with that side of the family. Only person that is in his life is the woman that passed away's mother. She's taking care of him. And she has no malice or ill intent in her heart in regards to Ray Carruth. She wants him to do well. And I believe she wrote a letter to him because she knew he was getting out. And basically she was saying that she wishes him nothing but the best in his life, that he can start over, you know, be a productive citizen. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, she stated that she would like the son to meet him. So.
Whoa. Know. She lost her fucking mind. She lost her mind. And if that was me and I was missing something, whatever's wrong with me, I would find the strength in my mind to ask my grandmother, why the fuck would you want me to meet the person who tried to kill me and killed my mama? Bitch, is you crazy? Fuck you and your god. Because that's the reason why you forgiving that fool. I mean, come on. What the fuck is wrong with these women? You want me to meet him? So I can go to jail for killing him? Shit. Lost your damn mind. You know he killed your daughter? Talking about something you forgive him. Oh, man. Shit. Yeah, okay.
Some deep shit.
Some deep shit.
Deep shit. But that's what... It's just crazy. Like, you know, you get put in a situation. It's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
That snowball effect. You know, he wanted a little pussy, you know, ended up getting her pregnant, now he ain't want it, and she was gonna keep it, and he ended up killing it, now it's just too much.
Now everything is done. Like, you spent the last 17 years in prison. Now, I don't know how good he was as a player, you know, because I didn't know him before this situation happened, but I was young, so I didn't know really football at that time. So I don't know if he could have been the next Jerry Rice, or he doesn't know that. He will never know if he would have been that good.
He was good, though. And he was, the thing about it, he was on that team, because that's when they, around the time they first started, you know? So we going back to 95, 96, you know? Who knows what could have been or what might have been. And he will never know. But, yeah, he was decent while he was there. But that money gone. So, I don't know. His life is gone. I don't give a fuck. It's just like my father. You can't do no fucking 10, 15, 17 years in prison and come home and... I'm free. Nope, you're still under state supervision, and it's all this other legal shit. You can't travel. It's over. Ain't no starting over. And I don't feel bad for him. I really don't, because I think that's fucked up what he did. But, you know, whatever. God damn.
So make sure you connect with us on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Make sure you connect with me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. Follow my brother, my co-host, King Chuck, at The Real King Chuck, no C. Make sure you go and check out our previous convos on iTunes and SoundCloud, and make sure you leave a 5-star review. With that being said, we are 1 hour and 10 minutes in, and it is time for King's Court.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Ladies and gentlemen, all rise for the honorable me, motherfucker. Shit. The fuck? Now, tonight, you know, I usually get about 30 to 40 seconds to rant and rave and all of that. I'm not going to do that tonight, you know. I just got one simple question. What the fuck is wrong with the Knicks, man? I mean, really, never mind the fact that, you know, they didn't make a move with the trade deadline and all of that shit, but can we at least admit that the problem is not Carmelo Anthony? So all you sometime fans, you know, you don't have to stay on this dick. It's cool, but just leave him the fuck alone. Leave him out of it. You know, whether you like it or not, he ain't even going to be there. Just leave him be. But the problem ain't him. The problem is Dolan. The problem is Phil Jackson. Now, we wanted somebody to come in and fix all of this shit from the top to the bottom. We did that. We thought it would be Phil. That shit ain't work. So can we just admit that we need to get rid of him? We ain't going to get rid of Dolan. Nobody fires themselves at the fucking owner. But we got to get rid of Phil. Get rid of Phil. You bring in one more player with the draft. We finally got our draft picks back. You know, maybe that boy from UCLA. Ball. Or maybe that boy from fucking Kentucky. I don't know. Another guard would be nice. That's all I'm saying. Get rid of Noah. Well, I don't know what the fuck that trade was about. We could have kept Brooks for this bullshit. All right? And another point guard, because D-Rose is out of there too. I'm sick of this shit. The Knicks, at one point, I've been a fan since 84. From 84 to 2000, we've been in the playoffs every single year. Sometimes the finals. That's a long time. That's a long history of winning. Long time. Now we can't even get fucking, we can't even get 30 games. How the fuck is 84 games in the fucking season? We can't even win 30 of them. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm done.
That's funny because if you listen to all the New York sports shows, get rid of Melo. Get rid of Melo. Y'all still gonna be ass with him or without him. It don't matter.
It ain't even, I don't know. They just don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's gonna wrap it up for tonight. Make sure you listen on SoundCloud and iTunes. Next month, we got two people lined up to co-host with us, and I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited. So make sure you connect with us, me on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole, and on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. Connect with my boy, my brother, on Twitter at The Real King Chuck, no C. Make sure you go to SoundCloud and iTunes and listen to the podcast. Thank you for all your support. Much love. In the meantime, between time, this is just my convo.
Peace.